station on Space Ground 2 for the morning GPC.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, good morning.
I have a quick question. Since we don't have any like morning GPC for Russian crew members, do we do this on Space Ground 1 or 2?
That's a great question. We would likely perform on Space Ground 2. However, Houston, SCUBA, Huntsville, and Munich are carrying zero topics for this morning's DPC. So you guys are welcome to get started with your day. Unless you have something for us, you're welcome to call.
So maybe we don't have any. I have actually a quick question. So I already wrote a crew notes for the activity for the WHC in maintenance in this afternoon. And one question for the storage note. So if you could answer me before starting that activities, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
All right, we copy. We'll take a look at your crew note and we'll get you an answer before this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Other than that, we don't have any topics. And let's skip this DPC and start working. Thank you.
Houston copies. We're ready to work the day with you.
So station on 2 for OCT number 2.
Good morning, Mike. Go ahead on 2.
Sent down a crew note earlier, but just wanted to make sure we were... I got a couple things for you, so this is just the icebreaker. SSC 17 is logged out and ready, and the spectrometer connected, so we're ready for the DME to come on board and do their magic for OCT.
We copy. SSC 17 is ready for BME.
Then also, I left another crew note earlier this morning about the wearable radiation dosimeter. It looks like it, overnight it decided to go from slow blink to fast blink. So if there's any troubleshooting, I'm standing by.
Copy, Mike. We are looking into that, and if and when I get an answer, I'll let you know.
Appreciate it. And just for the record, I am still wearing it. I'm still pretending everything's fine.
Pretty much how I live my life every day, Mike.
You and me too. All right. Hey, thanks for the help this morning. Looking forward to working with you. And thanks to everyone else for coming in early.
We're all happy to be with you here today. We'll chat with you soon.
Station Houston on 2. Just a heads up, we are coming on board with the lab camera.
Welcome aboard.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Thyca.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
I wanted to double-check our camera views. We have the Columbus camera as well as the VCA-2 camera set up. And also, we're ready to move over to private audio for comm checks when you are.
And the cameras are good. Thanks for asking. And I do have your PDs and remote guiders ready to help you on Space to Ground 3 in a private 5.
Okay, copy. We'll move over to 3 and say good mornings, and then we'll have 2 up in the other end of the cabin in case you got something for us, and looking forward to another great day of science. Appreciate the help.
Huntsville copies. Enjoy.
Station on Space Ground 2 for CDEFL.
Good morning. Ohayogozaimasu, Yu-san. Go ahead.
Ohayogozaimasu. Unfortunately, looking for the cleaning pen, that was no joy. So, but the time's up, so I just set up camera view for CBFL, so please check it out. And also, if you are ready, I'm going to start next activity.
Okay, Kenya, we have good view, and thanks for your effort. That is unfortunate, but thank you very much. And our plan today is to skip the steps to clean the optical connectors, but instead we'd like to take some additional pictures. And if you are ready to copy, I would like to give you the detailed steps in the procedure.
Stand by. You can actually tell me whenever actually the step comes. That would be, more convenient for me.
Copy that. Sounds good. The normal thing, we'd like to come on board through the starboard side camera as well, so if you could remove the cover, that would be great.
Okay, starboard side. Release the camera view for the starboard side is better, right, for you?
Okay, And thanks, Kimmy. And in the meantime, you have a goal for step 2.1.
Hey, I have a goal for step 2.1, and both Camelot's upper is open, so please come on board whichever you like to come. Yep.
Copy that. Thank you. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. We recommend that you should slide out the rail until hard stop all the way out, just in case.
Okay, confirming. Station on Space Ground 2 for CBEFL.
We are with you, go ahead.
I'm really not sure what you're looking for, but there's some like a wiggle on either right side or left side whenever I try to install. Is this probably something is wrong, or it's still okay?
Checking.
Station on Space Ground 2 for CBEFL.
Go ahead, on 2.
I think now configuration is good. I think I was able to fix it.
Thanks so much. We'll see the same. Thank you. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. At your convenience, could you tilt down the camera a little bit? The cable connection is out of frame. Copy. Thanks, Kimia. That's good view. We copy. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. For the delta in the procedure.
That's on 2.
Yes, we believe you are in step 15.19. So we'd like to skip steps 15.20, 22, and 24 through 27.
You can tell me what should I do step by step. That would be appreciated.
Okay. So basically, what we'd like to do is to take pictures. So once you remove the caps for both optical connectors, Juliet 802 Bravo and Papa 802, then take some close-up pictures for both connectors.
I understand. I'll make sure to take pictures of J802 Bravo and PA802 and then connect. Thank you.
And once you take pictures, please put the caps back on for both connectors. No need to connect it.
Okay, so I will not connect, then just cap on again once I took both pictures. Thank you.
That's good feedback. Thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for CBEFL.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead.
I think it's very hard to see, but in this picture, I can barely see the center small dots, like a hole, in this picture. So hopefully this will work for you. Check.
Copy that.
And as long as I can see, no FOD fault on this cable, this end. That's J802 Bravo.
Copy that, thank you. It looks like that's a good pictures. Thank you. We are getting into the short handover.
Tsukuba Station on Space Ground 2 for CBEFL.
Right on 2.
For me, it seems like both ends are very green, but just confirming. I don't connect these cables, just capped, then slide these turntable in. Is that correct?
That is correct. Once you put the caps back on, please go back to the procedure 15.28.
Continuing procedure from 15.28. Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2 for CBEFL.
Go ahead, on 2.
Yes, if you need these photos quickly, these photos are in SSC21. You. And folder name is CBEFL.
Copy that, thank you. So we'll take a look at the pictures to assess whether or not we are going to connect the optical cable. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry for the cleaning pen, and thank you very much for your support. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
Station Houston on 2 for Xena and WHC Mainville.
Down 2.
We just want to get ahead of this S-band LOS that we have coming up and make sure you have a preemptive go for step 2.2 in your procedure whenever you get there.
Much appreciated. I'll be going 2.2, and we're making sure that Mike and Johnny have a chance to use WHC now that they're done with their Columbus activities.
Be copy.
Thanks so much. Phoenix, station on 2 for scalable radiation monitor.
Good morning, Zena. We are with you on 2.
Hello, good morning. I am in the procedure and looking at figure 1, trying to find the radiation monitor. I don't see anything that looks like the figure at Columbus Aft 4. Wondering if you can help me with a more precise location.
And Zena, it should be more towards the starboard cone, and it's very likely that it's hidden behind the CTB.
Copy all. Next station on 2 for scalable radiation.
No, go ahead.
Hello, I am in step 3.4 trying to connect the Ethernet cable to the SUP LAN adapter, and unfortunately the keying is not correct, or rather the keying is correct, but the clocking of the Ethernet cable within this connector is 90 degrees off, and that's the same for LAN adapter serial number 3 that's nearby. Any recommendation?
Yeah, checking. Station Unicorn 2-4, Zena and scalable radiation monitor.
With you on 2.
Hey, we don't really have a quick solution right now, so our proposal is just to keep the current NASA cable installed, and then we sort out later what we are actually doing. But we would appreciate if you could take some additional photos that shows us the keying and the orientation of the different connectors, so just to match it up here on ground.
Okay, copy all. No problem. I will try to get it connected back up. I may need to defer that for about 45 minutes, if that would be okay.
It is absolutely no issues for us. Thanks a lot, and sorry for this additional effort that is needed.
No problem. I'll be happy to take some photos and try to show what I mean for those connectors, and I'll reconfigure it so that it is hooked back up the way it was when I found it before I started the activity.
And just to confirm, the USB cable has been exchanged, right?
No, unfortunately, the USB cable is the cable that I'm talking about. The Ethernet cable is the cable that I'm talking about. The USB cable has been disconnected, but I have not yet gotten to the step where I would install that cable. Power cable, if that's what you mean.
That's correct. So the USB cable, the power cable should fit. So we propose that you are exchanging the power cable, but keeping the NASA Ethernet cable.
Perfect. I will do that. And I'll plan to do that right after, or right where my midday meal is scheduled. So around 12:25.
No problem at all. Thanks a lot, Zena.
My pleasure. Thanks for the help.
Hospital station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Mike.
Howdy again. I forgot to mention this earlier, so I apologize for that. But yesterday's Bionutrients-3 photos of the post-pasteurization, those are available for downlink on SSC number 9.
Copy, Mike. Thank you. SSC number 9.
It's affirmative, and we'll keep the card until we hear otherwise, just to make sure the data are not lost. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Station on 2 for WHC.
We're with you, Zena.
Okay, step 3.8. The bag is nearly 100% full. There's about a golf ball of air in it.
All right, Zena, we copy. Thanks for the status on it.
No problem.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena and WHC, Phil.
On 2.
We should have asked this earlier, and I didn't. Just wondering if you executed the if block in step 3.8.
That is what I'm doing right now.
Copy. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, station on Cisco on 2 for TOCA.
Go ahead on 2 for TOCA.
I just want to confirm that you guys already checked step 1 and step 2 for me, or is there for me to confirm it?
Yes, we did. So you're go to proceed with your TOCA activity. And when you have a moment, I have other locations for the replacement urine filter hose, and I can provide those to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, so I'm going to just do this TOCA thing first. Then I'm going to take your notes, the location. Thank you.
Copy. Sounds good.
Station on space ground 2 for urine filter hose.
Hey, Kimia. So we have two locations where we think that hose might be. And let me know when you're ready to copy, and I'll get you the info.
It is copy.
All right. So we think it's going to be in JLP port 2 golf locker or JLP aft 2 golf locker. And if you find one with a different serial number, you can use that and just let us know what serial number is.
I understand. First location, JLP Papa 2 golf. Second location, after 2 golf, JLP.
Yes, sir. Good read.
Okay, I'm going to look for it and report back to you. Thank you.
Phoenix station on 2 for radiation monitor.
Zena, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hello. I came back and deconfigured the new Ethernet cable and put the old NASA Ethernet cable back in place. And then I went to install the power cable, the USB cable, and ran into the same issue where the keying is correct, but then the USB connector within the rotating fitting is 180 off from what it needs to connect to on J3.
We copy, Zena. Let us look into it.
Okay, copy, no problem. I will put some photos on SST7 right now.
Thank you very much, and we recommend that you take picture of the ends of the cable. Because we just learned that the cable are not symmetric, although the ends are not labeled.
Okay, I did take pictures of the fittings that are on the end of the cable. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Thank you.
No problem.
Position on Space Ground 2 for urine filter hose.
With you on 2.
I was able to find that in the first location. And this barcode mark, actually, barcode number matches the storage note, so exactly this is the one which we are looking for. So thank you very much for your support.
All right, copy. Sounds good.
Phoenix station on 2 for radiation monitor.
Zena, Munich is with you on 2.
Hello, just put those photos on SSC7. Whenever you are able to get them downlinked and take a look, I'm wondering if I would be able to just loosen the back shell. There are some fasteners on the back shell of this thing, the rotating collar, in which case I might be able to remove the Ethernet and USB cables from the rotating end of the connector and then flip them 90 degrees for the Ethernet cable, 180 degrees for the USB, put them back in their little 3D printed fittings, and then they might actually match up. But I'll let you take a look.
We copy, Zena. Yeah, we'll try to have a look at the photos. Not sure when we are having them on ground, hopefully soon, but if you are able to put back the cable to the original configuration, we would appreciate that.
No problem. I can redo the activity. I will try to get some food and let Johnny and Mike finish their Columbus activities, and then I will redo the activity.
Thank you very much, Zena. We appreciate the offer. If something changes, we will let you know as soon as possible.
Okay, copy all, no problem, and I do have the Ethernet cable stowed back in Columbus starboard end cone in that CTP 5493. I'll plan to put the USB power cable back in the same location just so we know where it is in the future.
We copy that. Thank you, Zena.
Station Houston on 2, just a heads up that we're about to do the CNC transition. No response required. All right, copy the hand symbol thing.
Next station on 2 for radiation.
And we are with you on 2, Zena. You have a go in step 2.1, and also a heads up that you can skip step 4 today.
Hey, Huntsville, copy. I'm go for 2.1, and I can skip step 4. And Munich, station on 2 for radiation.
Zena Munich is also with you on 2.
Hello, I have the radiation detector back in the configuration that it was in this morning. Let me know if you see anything unusual right now on the radiation detector itself. The power and status LEDs are illuminated solid green. The Ethernet LED is blinking green.
Zena, we copy. We confirm good configuration. We will also connect to the instrument from the ground to check that everything is nominal. Thank you very much for your support.
No problem.
Station Houston on 2. Just for your awareness, we had a good CNC transition. And so, Zena, wherever you are up there, I can't see you. You're good to start the PCS reconnect. And then also looking for some SSC help if anyone has a few minutes.
And Houston, copy on the transition. So thank you very much. The CNC is a very important transition to have. Hey, happy to help with SSC. Go ahead.
Happy. Thanks, Mike. So SSC 21 in the GEM is offline. We'd like you to check the Ethernet and power cables to it and reboot it if you need to.
Roger. We'll go take a look. Kimi Hassan said he volunteers. He'll give you a report.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Zena copies all. I'm in Columbus working on NOX.
Copy.
Station has fallen space to ground 2 for Zena and NanoRex. No response required. Just a heads up, after you finish taping that cube in place, if we could get either some photos or a video tour to see the final configuration, please.
Station will do as much as I can. If I may need to grab a different camera than a Zena.
Copy that. Thanks for your efforts.
Station on Space Ground 2 for SSC 21.
Yes, sir. Thank you much. We see it online.
Thank you.
Soil Station on 2 for NanoX.
With you on 2.
Hey, I'm not sure if this is the fix that will solve it or if contact was the issue in the first place, but what I can tell you is even with caps on tape, there still seems to be a little bit of spring force that's pushing the camera up and away from the connector, so I can push down on it with my finger, and there's maybe 2 millimeters of wiggle room, and then it just springs back up when I release my finger, if that makes sense.
That does make sense, because the power data pins are spring-loaded.
That checks out. Okay, I've done the best that I can with Kapton. I will try to get a picture for you. The access isn't amazing. Let me know if there's any other troubleshooting I can do.
The station has fallen space around 2 for Zena and NanoRex. Just wanted to verify that the boot drive knob at the top right of the locker remains in position 1, please.
Sketch, sorry about that. I forgot you told me not to do step 4. Thanks.
No worries. I apologize for walking on your previous call. You got walked on in the beginning, so I missed the Munich part, and I was being over-eager, anticipating you starting this activity.
No worries. Thanks for backing me up. Soil Station on 2. I'm complete in step 5.5, and I will put the photos on SSC 7 for you.
And we copy SSC 7. Thanks, Zena.
Soil Station on 2 for Mambo. We're looking for a drone in step 2.
And you have a go, Johnny.
Here we go. Thank you. And Penny, let me know if you are located to field of view for lab cam 2.
And Johnny, we are still getting it routed.
Please just let me know if you need me to change it once it does come through. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
On 2.
Hey, we had a follow-up for that pen cleaner you were looking for earlier this morning. We have a few more locations to search if you have like 20 minutes or so to take a look for us.
Yes, I have plenty of time.
All right, thank you much. Usher, are you ready to copy the locations?
To copy.
All righty. So we think it could also be near GEM forward 1, 2, or 3 on the rack fronts. And then we'd also like you to check the IMV grills and double-check the return grills again.
Yeah, Jim, front 123, and sorry, I missed the last communication.
Yeah, no worries. We'd like you to check the IMV grills as well as double-check the return grills again. If you find it, I have a location, but I'll call that up if you have any luck.
Yeah, I understand. Front 123 and also IMV locations, and I can think about the airflow and look for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Good read.
Upsell Johnny on 2. Did you call for me?
Yes. It looked like you performed step 6, which was disconnecting the auxilium cartridge. Today's activity, actually, you don't need to do that. You're just reseating the Mambo tray. So if you could just please reconnect that cartridge and then jump down to step 12.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. When I opened the procedure, I did make a mental note that this was not XTP'd, but I still made that mistake. Thank you.
No worries, Johnny. This was a last-minute add last night, so we didn't have time to XTP it by today. And Johnny Huntsville's back with you on 2. After you power it back on in step 16, if you could hang out for about a minute while we verify on the ground, please. Copy, thumbs up. And Johnny, we just realized we're walking you into an LOS, so no need to hang out after powering on. We'll touch base with you when we come back AOS.
Munich station on 2 for power bank charging.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. In all of the reconfiguration and excellent science that's being done in Columbus, we noticed that the port USB charger is unplugged, meaning it's the power chain that goes to a GFCI. The GFCI is unplugged, and we'd like to know where to plug it back into. Please.
Thank you for letting us know. We are checking.
Appreciate the help. A Munich station on space to ground 2.
Go ahead on 2.
I think I can answer my own question, but it has two parts. The first part is that the answer to a similar question was actually in the stowage notes, which was interesting to find. But the multi-port charger that I was looking at was, I mistook 1012 for 1001. So multi-port charger 1001 is unplugged, and maybe that's the way you want it, and I will go to the other multi-port charger and use that to power things up. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying.
Sorry for the trouble.
No issue. We are always happy when you call us down.
Station on 2 for Arad.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, making sure you have a good camera view, and I'll be ready to swap over to 4 when my answer is there.
All right, sounds good. We have a good camera view, and they are on 4.
That's perfect.
Station on space ground 2 for WHC.
With you on 2 for WHC.
Our crew members are ready to start this activity, so please let me know whenever ground team is ready to start my activities.
We'll go. Checking.
Thank you.
Station Houston for Kimia. We're still getting everything set up on the ground, but in the meantime, you are go to perform step 1.
Okay, I have a boat to perform step 1. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and WHC.
It's on 2.
Yes, sir. We got safing in place in step 2.1, so you are go to proceed with step 2 when you get there.
Thank you very much for your flexibility. I'm going to start from step 2.2. Thank you.
That.
So, station on space ground 2 for WHC.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm on step 4.3.2 and waiting for your go.
All right, you are go in 4.3.2.
Okay, I have a go for 4.3.2. Thank you. So, station on this space ground 2 for WHC.
Head on 2.
On 4.3.5, and blue QD image completed.
All right, we copy. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Mambo help at your convenience.
And to you. It's Mambo number 5.
Hey, Johnny. Your troubleshooting earlier has been no joy. So if you're willing, we would like to ask for some help and a repeat of that activity, please.
Absolutely. Okay. Any deviations from the last time I did it?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. As an overview, you'll be performing steps 1 through 6 and 11 through 16. What that really is when you open up the locker door, you will this time disconnect the cable from the cartridge. You will not remove the cartridge. In step 11, you will then attach that cable to a clip on the left side inside the tray. So you will not reconnect it to the cartridge, and then reseat the tray and give it a little extra force when reinstalling it to make sure there's a good electrical connection in the back, and then close it up.
Okay, copy all. That's work.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
Me, Johnny on 2, steps 1 through 6, and then 11 through 16, and then complete it for Mambo number 5.
Copy that. We are checking everything on the ground, and we will let you know if this attempt is successful.
Okay, if it's not, just let me know. I'm happy to help troubleshoot any additional steps. I definitely had a very satisfactory click as I pushed the tray back in, and I gave it an extra push just in case. But I also have to look behind there with the mirror or anything else to see if maybe something is blocking the contacts.
Copy that. We saw you use those Navy muscles to slam it back in there, and we appreciate the help.
And my spinach today.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Mambo update.
Hi, Benny. Johnny's with you, too.
Hey, Johnny, just wanted to let you know that the troubleshooting was a success. We were able to figure out that the issue is actually the cartridge, not the tray, and we will fix that. There's a nominal cartridge swap scheduled on Monday.
Okay. If it helps science, I'm happy to do the cartridge swap now.
And we appreciate that, Johnny, but due to the science constraints, we'd prefer to just wait and have it done on Monday. But thank you very much for the offer.
Welcome. I completely understand. Thanks, Nate.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Station Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hello. Wanted to give you a heads up that the progress uphill is going well, and then ask if you or one of our Russian colleagues could please reconnect the SMPCS. But once that's done, we're not tracking any topics for evening DPC, and so we thought maybe you guys would like to cancel that for the day.
I will make sure the SMPCS gets reconnected and then close the loop with you. As far as DPC topics, we're not tracking anything. Just want to say it was awesome to work with you and all the flight control team this week, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you. You guys too.
Well, Station Johnny on 2 with a question. Do you still need the video camera for Mambo number 5? I should have asked before I put it away.
Thanks for asking, Johnny, but we are done. Thank you so much.
No problem. Houston Station on 2, just let us know if the SMPCS doesn't come online. Should be good.
We see it. Thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for WHC.
Go ahead. Space Ground 2.
I'm on 10.4. So, ready for UTS saving removal.
All right, we copy, and you are go to proceed.
So, picking up from 11. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia with a quick question.
Right on 2.
Don, wanted to just double-check that in step 12, you didn't see any leaks, and that it remained integrated with UPA?
Everything was fine. Everything was nominal. No leaks. I think everything is fine.
Okay, copy. And then just to be sure, we wanted to make sure that you had configured to stay with integrated with UPA.
That is true. Integrated UPA, not AWA.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. It seems like I forgot to report that.
Yeah. No worries.
Unix patient on Space Ground 2. Oleg, this is Munich on Spaceground 2. Go ahead.
Hello, Munich. I'm working on procedure for 2.405 plasma crystal 4 and video monitor installation. And I have completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in the step 6, I have issue on the screen. I saw a message, initialization error for hard drive A HDD I1.
Oleg, thanks for that information. We would propose a reboot, so a hard shutdown and then rebooting the laptop as you did before.
Okay, can I do it?
Yes, you are, go.
Okay. Munich station on 2.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead, Oleg.
Now everything looks good and I have message, capture device not found.
That's perfect. That's how it's expected. You are going to continue with step 7 as per procedure.
Okay, I'm going to step 7. Munich on 2, I have completed step 7 and I have connected energy USB cable to KVM2 USB adapter and the same cable to laptop.
Spasiba, that's exactly what we wanted. Your go to continue.
Munich station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Oleg.
First step 8.1, switch your video select in the video 1 position.
That's also perfect, thank you, you are good to continue.
Okay. Munich station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Oleg.
I have completed step 9 and laptop is switched off now.
That's perfect. That's exactly the status we need for tomorrow. Have a good night, and we'll pick this up again tomorrow morning with some signs. Thank you.
Copy, and thank you for your help, and see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Baka-baka.
До свидания.
Houston station on 2 for Yeti Bay uploads.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Hello, I am looking for your go in step 3.1, and I have serial number 1481.
All right, that's a good number, and you are go.
Copy go, and copy good number.
Station Houston on 2. Real quick, we'd like to turn the lab camera back on for a few minutes, if you're okay with that.
Okay, copy. Please stand by.
Copy, thanks for getting that camera on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and the Expedition 70 through crew. We are ready for a Mambo 5 party down here, if you're ready.
Well, it warms our heart to get a little bit of Mambo number 5. And we have a very special message for someone that's very important that has defined what it means to serve. And that would be for Joe Fittipaldi. He's been with the ISS program since 1990. In his 35 years at NASA, he's helped design and build the station, including dives into the MSFC neutral buoyancy pool, supporting integration testing. He was instrumental during the RISE initiative to streamline processes and display standards. This helped our PD teams to get their science on board quickly and efficiently. In his role on the payload display review team, he supported the design and implementation of displays on more than 500 payloads, providing valuable inputs to make displays crew-friendly. His work has been incredibly important to the mission. We would like to thank him for his contribution to ISS and science and to his patient, dedicated wife, Misty. We hope Joe will give you the same dedicated years of service that he gave to us. Adastra. And so from the crew of Expedition 73, we just wanted to give a very special shout-out to you, sir, for your many years of service. You do incredible things here at NASA that's only on the backs and shoulders of people who are so selfless with their time and their endless contributions. And so you help define what it means, what is so special about NASA. Thank you.
And Joe is very touched. Thank you all so much. And he was waving back at you.
Would Joe like a picture? We can all maybe get a little bit closer to the camera if you'd like one.
Yeah, that would be great. Stand by. He's working his way around the consoles. He'll be here in 1 second. But your smiles look great. And we got it. Thank you all so much. And I'm glad you enjoyed the music.
Station on 2 for Yedive.
Go ahead.
Hello, I have Yedive 1481 hooked up, and the double green hose is connected to Podacha Devlinia.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Station on 2 for Isopollo.
Houston's with you on 2.
Hello, just closing the loop on a separator filter ORU cushion. It is indeed carabinered to the rack, so it should be perfectly safe when we start doing JSB ops.
Okay, copy, great news. Carabinered to the rack and is in a safe config. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.